We made it. 100 episodes.
No.
What?
Not yet. We're at like 30. Not even.
Oh, it's disappointing. This comes to us from one of my favorite shows, Parks and Rec.
Okay.
From the silly Tom Haverford.
Ooh, I thought it was going to be Andy Dwyer. I'll take Tom, though.
It's a classic Would You Rather from Tom.
Okay, yeah.
I'll look for an Andy question in future episodes. Okay. But Tom's question is, would you rather live in the pocket of a giant kangaroo or have a pocket on your own stomach that a tiny kangaroo is in all the time?
I don't remember this from the show at all. That's hilarious. We talked about the koala on this show before and how it's a marsupial.
Yeah, it's another marsupial-related question.
Yeah, which means marsupial means they have a pouch, right?
Just means it's from Australia. No, it actually doesn't mean it has a pouch. I would have thought before that whole debacle about the koala, and then I heard the Every Little Thing episode about wombats.
Right.
Like, they have pouches, but they're not marsupials. There's something else even weirder.
Well, that's right. Marsupial means pouch with pouch, because they're not. You said they're not.
No, they... Fuck.
Are they marsupials? Wombats?
No. They're mono somethings.
There you go, then. So do all marsupials have pouches?
I don't know. But I think wombats do have pouches, though, don't they?
I don't know. it doesn't matter.
Totally off topic here.
What matters is lost
sight of the serious matter at hand.
Would you live in a pouch? Yeah. So my point is, we talked about koalas and how they have pouches, and also in that conversation, we talked about how the pouches are gross.
Indeed, they are.
Like, a pouch is not a place you want to be, right?
Not if you're a human accustomed to the cleanliness and odors of our world.
Like, people might think that a pouch is just like fur lined, right?
Yeah, like a hoodie pocket.
Yeah, that's not what it is.
No, not at all. Quite the opposite.
Isn't it basically like an internal organ almost? Like, it's just sort of...
I think of it as like a vagina without an opening.
But has an opening.
Or like into the body.
Right. It's an external vagina.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. When you say external vagina, like, don't all men want to just live in a vagina all the time?
No, I don't think that we do in general want that.
Fine. I wouldn't want to live in a pouch. What's the other option? You get a pouch?
Yeah, you have to have a kangaroo in your tummy pouch all the time.
A little kangaroo?
Yeah.
Is it a baby kangaroo or is it a full-grown kangaroo but small?
Yeah, I picture it like a miniaturized full-grown kangaroo.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I would want it to be cute as well. I almost want a perma Joey that's smart.
Well, you might be able to haggle with the wish genie on this one. But you know that never works out.
But that could be quite a burden too. Like, can he fly with a pouch kangaroo?
These days, yeah. If I'm sure it qualifies as any and all support animal.
Well, yeah. If you're like magically related to it and it lives in your pouch.
Yeah.
You could start a campaign on Twitter to get them to allow you to fly.
I don't think you'd even have to. People are flying with fucking peacocks right now as we speak. There's a peacock in a plane.
But it's not in the bottom. It has its own seat.
No, it's
it's a support peacock.
It's asking for peanuts right now. And it's getting them.
I feel like obviously having a sweet baby kangaroo buddy is better.
Yeah, I think that right? would get you some chicks. But then, like, when it came time for the act of the lovemaking, could possibly be a hindrance.
Do you have, like...
No missionary, because you don't want to squish your little buddy.
Well, surely you can, like, put him outside the room for a bit.
Probably not long. I don't need long.
Okay, here's my question. Is the pouch that you get like a regular kangaroo pouch? Like, is it that gross?
It's like a slight adaptation because obviously I don't have fur.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it's mostly as gross. It's probably grosser because of the lack of fur.
Well,
and it'd like, be like, I don't have very much body hair either, so.
Yeah, so you know when a pelican eats something and it's like stretching its mouth?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it would look like all the time, right? Like, but just on your belly, like sort of like an alien trying to get out.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the pouch skin is like thicker than.
Right. So you could like shine a flashlight skin. Through it and see like red.
Like, yeah, probably, but just barely.
Because that's really gross. Like, I don't want either of these.
Well, you don't have a choice.
Can I opt out of
no
anything
no.
with the kangaroo?
No, it's one or the other. It's a would you rather. There's no opting out.
Yeah. Then I like obviously having the baby kangaroo is better, but it's not. It doesn't appeal to me that much.
Okay.
I would rather have a kangaroo, like a small kangaroo pet.
Okay.
Than have it sewn to my body.
Okay.
In a gross skin pocket.
All right. I think you've made some fair points, and I'm glad that you took that side of the argument because I'm firmly on the other side.
You said you wouldn't want to live in the vagina-like pouch.
It's gross, but I would take that as my option. Here's why. Some things I think you haven't considered.
Okay.
You're still normal size, and it's a giant kangaroo.
All right. Oh.
You now have an enormous kangaroo protector slash buddy.
See, I was picturing the pocket, like, not on a kangaroo. Now that you say that.
Oh, what? You were picturing some disembodied,
yeah,
surgically like removed like kangaroo flap
like a that sleeping
you just had,
bag.
You just had to fashion into a tent and live in?
Yeah.
Okay, well, do you want to rethink your answer now that
that's wrong? You bring up you have a giant kangaroo buddy, which is amazing, but, like, do you really want to crawl into a wet pouch
every day? No, I don't. And that's the downside, is that you would require showering every time you left that pocket.
Yeah.
But
do you like strip? Do you strip down before you must, right? You don't want to get your clothes, or do you have pocket clothes?
Good question.
Pouch clothes.
I'd probably strip down.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Conduct that body heat, you know?
Oh, God. It sounds so gross. Do you have like a breathing tube? Do you just stick your head out the top?
I think there's like a nipple down in there. In the bottom of the pocket. You can suck on for air.
God. First of all, I'm not sure that you're like physiologically correct about pouches. But also that makes it so much worse. You're basically drowning all the time.
No, you'd be accustomed to it.
Oh, God, I don't want to be accustomed to it. It's giving me the shivers.
You could never bring a girl back to your place.
You could find some. Like, there'd be someone who's into that.
I'm sure.
Just for the novelty of it.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, my God. But yeah, a normal girl, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't just spring that on someone.
No.
No, just climb up. Or would it be like Disney magical? You know? Like, I feel like
no.
There could be an animated cartoon about this. Like, I feel like this could be the plot of a Disney movie, and like, he brings the princess back to his pouch.
It could be, but my version would just is have like a gritty remake.
Yeah, yeah. If it was Disney-fied, they'd just have a fur-lined pocket, and they wouldn't get into the logistics of
no
going to the washroom or breathing.
You can't ever show a nipple in a Disney movie. No matter where it's located or on what.
Okay, new challenge for the listeners. Find a nipple in a Disney movie. Do you defecate in the pocket? First of all, do actual animals do that? Or do they get out to pee?
That's a good question.
Oh, my God. It's so gross. The more we talk about pouches, the more gross it is.
I think I want to say that they do. Like,
I think they probably do too.
The very early days.
Yeah. Like, so what do they do? Does she just Swiffer out the inside, or
she sticks her tongue down in there?
Oh, that's probably true.
That's what all animals do.
Gross.
She probably loves it.
Yeah, probably. It's probably like nutritious or something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to throw up. Can we stop?
I guess, but we're coming back to this.
Okay.
This episode of Super Good Question is brought to you by pillows that are like round and like...
What? Round pillows? Okay. So I was thinking, most of our listeners are on Overcast, right? But we want to get big on all platforms. So I think we should ask our Overcast listeners to rate us on iTunes.
Okay. Do that.
Go to the Apple Podcast app, find it, rate it 5 stars, but also write something, because when you write something, it counts for more.
Yeah. Do work for us.
That's right. All right, Jeff. There are two types of people in this world. What are they?
Oh, man. This old trope. This old chestnut.
It's not a question that's posed to people. It's just, you, at some point, you form an opinion, and then you just like stick to that for the rest of your life. I feel like old people have their two types of people decided on.
Do you think everybody has one, two types of people? Like argument,
I feel like everybody has one that's their favorite.
Yeah, I there was like a phase a couple years ago where like it was like fashionable to say there's no such thing as a two types of people argument.
There was, I didn't know about that.
Maybe just me. I just was just having like a Bader Meinhof effect where people were
right.
Like someone would say there's two types of people, and then someone would have to chime in the comment below saying.
Yeah.
I hate when people dichotomize the entire population. Like, fuck off. There doesn't have to be one, two types of people. Like, right. You know what I mean?
There's, right.
You can have multiple.
You're not against two types of people.
No. Yeah. I, in fact, I love it. I love splitting people into one of two groups.
Right.
And there's so many, like,
okay,
subclasses that you can arrange people with.
Do you have one that comes to mind immediately?
People I've had sex with, people I haven't had sex with yet.
That's that's very you-centric. And also, I feel like that's got to be a sitcom joke that you've taken from somewhere.
No, that's original. Although, I mean, this entire premise is so memed out over, it's like a meme before memes, that I'm sure everything's been done. We can't do a new one.
What are the obvious ones are like men and women, right?
Those with wangers, thems without.
There's the rich and the poor, right?
Yep.
There's
those that you can best physically and those you cannot.
Yours are all about you. Like, I'm feeling like... I think you're you might be a narcissist. I feel like if this was a psychological test, then people would.
There's people who like me, people who don't.
Yeah.
There's people I'm more attractive than, people that I'm equally as attractive as.
Yeah.
No, there's people who like sports and those who don't.
That's a good one. That's an easy one to split in your mind, I think, if you think of your like friend circle.
Uh-huh. There's people who like math and those that don't.
Yeah. What do you think makes someone like math? What is it in their brain that makes them like math?
Probably like a small tumor. A very small abnormality, growth, a lesion on the brain, perhaps.
Right. What about like high school ones, high school tropes, like nerds and jocks? There's two types of people.
There's, well, if you went to my school, there was two types of people. Christians and sinners.
Oh, really? I thought you were going to say people that liked you and people that didn't.
No, that's only one group.
Religious people and non-religious people is probably a good one, though.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's also easily definable.
Them's that have been touched by Jesus, Them's that ain't. I find it helpful if you phrase everything in like a Southern accent.
Yeah.
For these types of questions.
Well, it just feels like those are the types of people that would say the types of people.
Yep.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a meta one.
What types of people? What two types of people always organize people into two groups?
No, it has to be they have to be opposite of each other. But what types? Yeah.
I've lost grip on this question.
I don't know.
What are we talking about anymore?
I have no idea.
Wait. Oh, fuck. Forget it.
It's okay. No.
I lost it.
Okay.
There are two types of people. Those that can stay on a train of thought and those that... What?